It's 11:58, and you're listening to the Midday Interview on your public radio station, 92.7, 96.7, and WHQR News 91.3 FM. I'm Pat Marriott. Just when you thought Wilmington couldn't get any cooler, an event like the Visions Film Festival and Conference comes along. The Department of Film Studies at UNCW, a very lively department, has held a festival every year since 2006, and this year it's turned into quite an international affair. It happens on Friday the 15th at the Fisher Center on campus from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. with a party afterwards. This could only be a student event with hours like that. And here to talk to me about the Visions Festival are Zoe Frank, who is the marketing director of the conference, and Simone Bolar, who is the hospitality co-director. Hey, how you doing? Zoe?
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Simone?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. This is just great. Zoe, tell us a little bit about the festival and conference.
Sure. Well, the Visions Film Festival and Conference, as you said, is presented by the UNCW Film Studies Department, and it's actually a class that you can take as a film studies major where you get some hands-on experience with running a festival and conference.
Oh, it's a class within a festival.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And our main goal is to promote undergraduate experience with networking peers, with their peers from all over the world.
Outstanding. Simone, it's an international festival now. How many schools are participating?
We have about 20 schools participating. We have about three of them are from international universities. It's really awesome. We've got, with that whole kind of student, we do travel grants where we kind of bring them in. Like the money that we make through bake sales. We had a Indiegogo campaign over the Christmas break, at which we raised about $3,300.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, so many participants from so many schools. I understand that this is still the only peer-reviewed and peer-sponsored undergraduate film festival in the country, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that wonderful? Right here in little old Wilmington. Zoe, what can we expect at this year's festival? Give us a quick rundown.
Well, we've got two film blocks for you and a conference block as well, where scholars go over their papers and presentations. We also have this year our very first visionary panel. So that's where we bring in eight panelists who are working in the film world in different areas. So scholars, independent filmmakers, marketing. And they're going to give you guys some advice about how to make it after graduation or however far along you are in that area.
That's fabulous. Now, this isn't just for students, though. It's for anybody in the public who wants to participate, huh?
That's right. Anybody can buy a badge. We really hope the community will help get involved with us, buy a badge, and come on out. We really hope that you guys will support some young, emerging talent here in Wilmington.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the buying badges in a second. For those who have just tuned in, I'm chatting with Zoe Frank, who is the marketing director of the Visions Film Festival, which happens at UNCW Fisher Center on Friday of next week. That's not this week. It's next week, beginning at 8 a.m. And Simone Bolar, who is the hospitality co-director of the festival. Now, we can buy tickets on the Internet at the Visions website, right?
That's right, visionsffc.org.
Okay, and that's $15, I understand, for an all-day buys-everything badge.
Yes. Right now we are having our Jettison launch, which is the $15 price. On the day of the festival, you can come to Sharky's and buy it for $20.
Okay. So if you just want to show up on the day of the festival, you're almost certain to get in, huh? But it's going to cost you $5 more.
Exactly. Okay. Or you can buy individual tickets for $8.
Well, now that's a good thing. Suppose I wanted to buy a ticket for just one of these film blocks. What would I do?
You would need to go to the Fisher Student Center at Sharky's and just go ahead and tell them you want just one badge or one ticket for
one event.
Whatever.
Okay,
you want.
So I don't have to buy the all-day badge.
No.
But you know, at $15 in advance, that's not going to send me to the poorhouse. I think I'll just buy the whole thing. Simone, something here really stimulated me. Here, there's a one-hour, one-take video race. Holy, that sounds great. What is it?
It's really exciting. It's kind of like in between our festival, we have like a little down period where we have it's something that gets the public and the filmmakers closer together. It's a nice one-on-one period. You can register for it on our website. And what we do in that period of time is that for 1 hour, you go around campus and you make a one-take 1 minute video.
Using your own camera.
We provide the cameras for you.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's good equipment. It isn't just my little cell phone.
No, it's run on your cell phone.
Yeah, it's run on your cell phone. We provide the cell phone.
Oh, I see. So you do it on cell phones, yeah. but it's the university cell phone.
Yes.
Okay, and then is this thing judged at the end?
Yes. We screen them same day. And
oh,
then
my goodness.
We
I hope there's a lot of strong black coffee for the judges. The 1 hour, one take video race. That's absolutely fantastic. Zoe, I'm just an ordinary old film buff. You know, I'm not a scholar. I'm not a filmmaker, anything like that. Why should I go?
Well, I think you should go for the same reason you go and support Kukulores or Cinematique, is that you really love film and you want to support some emerging new talent that's here in Wilmington. I think giving that talent the support it needs and would just be wonderful. We are an arts community, and I truly believe that.
We really are. Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing, the scope and depth of the arts in Wilmington. And WHQR, of course, the Cinematique with Thalian Hall, and so we believe in film. If you believe in film, get yourself down to UNCW on Friday the 15th for the Visions Film Festival and Conference, put on by the Department of Film Studies. You will really enjoy it, and it's cheap. Badges are $15, either in advance at the website or $20 on the day of the event. You can buy the badges at Sharkey's Ticket Office in the Fisher Center at UNCW. Okay, and I've been chatting with Zoe Frank, who is the marketing director of the event. Zoe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Simone Bolar, who is the hospitality co-director.
Thanks.
And with a smile like yours, I think I'll accept all the hospitality I want. That's truly wonderful. It's just going to be a great event. It sounds like all kinds of fun. Tickets, again, are available at the Visions website or in person at Sharkey's Ticket Office. This happens on Friday the 15th of April, beginning at 8, going until 10 in the evening. And you know, we didn't get to talk about it, but after 10, there's going to be a post-party.
That's right, so at Hell's Kitchen.
Anybody with a ticket can show up for that. Wonderful. Thank you both for coming and being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Let's go back to normal programming on your public radio station, WHQR.